इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
सो स्नेहा, आई एम गोइंग टू टेल यू थ्री पॉइंट्स एंड यू विल टेल मी व्हाट इज द इलेक्शन दैट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट। सो द फर्स्ट पॉइंट इज वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द रूलिंग पार्टी गोइंग टू इलेक्शंस आफ्टर बीइंग इन पावर एज अ मेजॉरिटी पार्टी फॉर अ फुल 5-year term. The second is that the loosely bound coalition of opposition parties has raked up a major defense deal issue. And the third is that a particular legislation pertaining to a community is being used as a poll issue by both the opposition as well as the ruling party. So can you guess which election I'm talking about over here?
I would have said the current upcoming elections, but then that would be too simple an answer. So
yeah,
I'm guessing
right.
That's not an answer. And then that would be the 1989 elections.
That's right. So, you know, as they usually use the cliche, history repeats itself.
Absolutely.
So we are talking about the 1989 election over here.
Right, and history has clearly repeated itself. So it seems 20 years later, we have a similar backdrop. So by the way, welcome to Itihas. Welcome to this special segment called the 5-year fest, where we talk about the 5-yearly festival of the world's largest democracy, that is the general elections of India. And as you must have guessed by now, we are going to talk about the 1989 elections that India had. To discuss about those elections, I have with me Ranjit Rane, and you know, you can continue with the 1989 story.
Thank you. Like we were saying, so there are some themes which have been common in Indian elections.
Yeah.
These particular themes that we discussed have been more or less even repeated themselves in multiple elections. So let me just you know, sort of wind the clock back and go to somewhere between the mid 80s,
right,
when the Congress party had come to a power with probably the highest number of seats that a party has won today.
Right.
So we had Rajiv Gandhi leading the country as a prime minister. And while it is oft spoken about the sort of technological advancements that he introduced in governance and the sort of new and, you know, dare I say, radical reforms that he proposed in his own governance at that time.
Right.
The elections that happened in 89 were a build-up to the misses of the Rajiv Gandhi government.
Right.
So, in 87, it started, I would say, falling apart with a former minister of his cabinet, V.P. Singh, starting what was an anti-corruption crusade against the government in power. And it all peaked with what is today known as the Bofors scandal. This was a scandal where basic procedures in which defense procurement happens in the country was questioned. It came to fore because a Swedish radio broadcaster first spoke about it. The money that was involved was not something which the Indian public was used to. I mean, when we were talking about big numbers of 60 crores,
yes,
might look small now that we have had scams which have got more zeros in them. So impactful was this anti-corruption crusade at that time that the Prime Minister of the country had to come out and make a public statement to defend himself and his family from any involvement.
Right.
From there on, V.P. Singh then started putting together a sort of a coalition of leaders. This primarily included people who were earlier Congress leaders but had been either sidelined or not given due importance in the Rajiv Gandhi government. People like,
these would be people like Arun Nehru.
Yeah, Arun Nehru would be one. Then there would be Arif Khan, who helped Rajiv Gandhi in his initial tackling of the Shah Banu case. But then they fell apart once the government decided to fight the Supreme Court judgment.
Right.
There was no political coalition formed as yet, but the signs were there for everyone to see.
Right.
There was a by-election that happened in the famous seat of Allahabad.
Right.
And in the victory ceremony of V.P. Singh, we had Jyoti Basu representing the left-leaning ideologies and Atal Bihari Vajpayee representing BJP at that time on the same dais. So that's how they started putting things together.
Right.
And what started off as a first phase of putting all the centrist non-Congress parties at national level, getting all of them together, then expanded into putting regional and national parties which are predominantly non-left leaning.
Right.
And the third phase was more of a strategic phase where the left party and the BJP was offered seat sharing agreement. And the results were not what the Congress would have hoped for, where they ended up winning 197 seats, close to 40% of the vote share.
Correct.
But at the same time, the National Front won about 140-145 seats. The BJP, which had two seats in the last election, was now having 86 seats.
Right.
And the left parties combined had about 52 seats.
This is like an absolutely hung parliament.
Yes.
In the truest sense, this is a hung
indeed,
parliament.
Indeed, it is. Yeah. And what is more important is that you see that there is not only difference in terms of party leadership, there is difference of ideology as well.
Correct.
You know, if you go back into the history of Indian elections, such sort of things have not been seen in our
They are pretty modern.
Yes. The loosely fitting coalition that then came together has had its share of issues.
So, as we know, Rajiv Gandhi was not sworn in as the Prime Minister. VP Singh, who became the crusader of the entire anti... By the way, this... actually, I just realized that this whole anti-corruption thing is also not new to Indian politics.
It is not.
Aam Aadmi Party might be formed out of it, but the crusading part of it is not new to Indian politics.
Definitely not, because I think probity in public life has been an underlying theme in the post-Indira Gandhi era.
Right.
Because I think the role that social media is playing today was being played by television at that point in time.
Right. 89 is a very, very, very significant year in some other senses. 89, 90, 91.
Right.
First is obviously the aftermath of Shabano case that you mentioned was actually something that actually drew a lot of people away from the ideology of the government that was there. Simultaneously, the Rath Yatra was happening.
True.
And the if you look at it, the socio-political atmosphere was very, very charged. So, after VP Singh was sworn in as a Prime Minister, what happened then?
Now, if we go back to understanding how things had been put together, you know, there is going to be a known fact that there are going to be people who are going to aspire for the same power that he was wielding. There were people, predominantly people who were national leaders like Devi Lal from Haryana. And then there was Chandrasekhar. It is obvious that the governance of the country then takes a backseat,
right?
Because you have to now fight an everyday battle to be in power.
Yes.
And that was visible from the decisions that the government took and the fact that it lasted only for 2 years.
Right.
That being said, elections were then announced because it was pretty evident that the country is not being run by those in power. In the campaigning, when first phase of elections had already been done, that is when the now proved LTT backed assassination of Rajiv Gandhi happened. And that turned the equation of the elections over its head. And as it had happened in 84, the Congress then, on the wave of a sympathy vote, got as many as 232 seats. So while it was not the party with the largest number of votes in terms of, it was the party with the largest number of votes, it didn't have the absolute majority in the house.
Right.
So even it put together a coalition of sorts. That is when we have our first non-Nehru Gandhi family member, Narasimha Rao, as the party president as well as the prime minister of the country.
Right. So P.V. Narasimha Rao, a very learned, a very wise man, became the first non-member of the Nehru Gandhi dynasty who served the full term as a prime minister after that. Obviously, his tenure, his regime was characterized by a lot of things that his government had to go through. He had huge challenges in front of himself, especially after the last prime minister was assassinated during the election campaign. So, how did the government fare, and then subsequent chaos that we have in the Indian politics of the 90s is something that we are going to discuss in the next episode. So, stay tuned.